Hello and welcome to episode 76 of the Anger Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Alistair Dews, and today I want to discuss a topic I don't usually address. This topic is, can feeling angry ever be healthy? If so, when? And how do you distinguish between healthy and unhealthy anger? As you may know, over the last 30 years, I have taught over 15,000 men and women the exact tools and techniques to control their anger, master their emotions, and create calmer, happier, and more respectful relationships. For almost all of these men and women, anger has resulted in them acting in aggressive, abusive, or even violent ways towards their loved ones, causing considerable destruction in their lives, and often leading to the breakdown or semi-breakdown of their relationships. For this reason, I usually think of the expression of anger as almost always negative, as this is true for the vast majority of people I work with. Having said this, it's important to acknowledge that anger, like all feelings, is a natural and normal part of being human. It's an emotion that can serve a purpose and can even be a powerful tool for positive change if it is managed in a healthy and productive way. So, what exactly is healthy anger? And how can you learn to express anger in a constructive way? First of all, healthy anger is not about suppressing or ignoring your feelings. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Healthy anger is about expressing your feelings assertively, not aggressively. It means communicating your frustrations in a way that's respectful to yourself and others. And it's about finding solutions, not fostering confrontations. To understand this more, let's look at an example. Imagine you're at work and a colleague takes credit for your idea during a meeting. Most people in this situation would feel angry and disrespected. In an unhealthy anger scenario, you may respond to this situation with aggressive confrontation, perhaps lashing out or undermining your colleague in return. This approach would likely escalate the conflict and potentially lead to professional consequences for you. On the other hand, a healthy anger scenario would likely involve taking a step back to process your emotions, then choosing how to address the issue, if at all, with your colleague. This could involve calmly and assertively speaking to your colleague in private about their actions, or finding a way to address the issue in other ways. Let's look at one more example. In the second example, imagine your partner makes a comment about you that hurts your feelings, such as by saying that you never help out around the house, or that you're always forgetting important dates. In an unhealthy anger scenario, you may lash out at your partner and say hurtful things in return. As you know, this is not likely to lead to anything good. On the other hand, a healthy anger scenario would involve taking a moment to recognize that your partner's comment hurt your feelings, then calming down if necessary and choosing how to address this issue with your partner. Perhaps your partner has just had a bad day and didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Perhaps you misheard what they said. Or perhaps there's a deeper issue that needs to be addressed between you and your partner and discussed calmly and respectfully. In all cases, how you respond to this situation, using healthy anger or unhealthy anger, makes a huge difference to how the situation is resolved and the end state of your relationship. In both of these scenarios too, you will notice that healthy anger involves taking control of your emotions and expressing them in a way that is calm, constructive, and respectful to yourself and others, without being aggressive, dominating, or controlling. Dealing with anger in a healthy way is not about suppressing or ignoring your anger, but rather channeling it in a positive and productive direction. If you are struggling to do this, here are a few tips I share with my clients to help them channel their anger in a healthy way. Tip 1 is to pause and reflect. It's easy to react quickly when you are angry, but this almost always never leads to a positive outcome. Before reacting, take a deep breath. Ask yourself, what is really bothering me? And is there a productive way to address this? This will help you take a step back and see the bigger picture, helping you to respond more constructively. Tip 2. Use I statements. When communicating your feelings, avoid using blaming language or making accusations. Instead, use I statements to express how the situation makes you feel. For instance, in the first scenario I discussed earlier, instead of saying, "You stole my idea," which will put the other person on the defensive, say, "I felt hurt when my idea was not acknowledged." Tip 3. Seek solutions. Expressing anger in a healthy way is usually solution-oriented. Instead of dwelling on the problem or harboring resentment, focus on finding a resolution that works for everyone involved. This may involve compromise or simply agreeing to disagree in a respectful manner. The goal should be to resolve the conflict, not to win the argument. Tip 4. Set boundaries. In most aspects of life, it is essential to set clear boundaries. If specific actions or behaviors have made you angry, communicate this calmly and clearly. Let others respectfully know what is acceptable to you and what isn't. Use I statements to do this. This will help prevent similar situations from occurring in the future, leading to happier and healthier relationships. Tip 5 is to practice forgiveness. My final tip to help you channel your anger healthily is to practice forgiveness as much as possible. Holding onto anger and resentment about past events is usually not healthy for anyone involved. For events that are minor or that are not likely to affect you moving forward, let go and move on. This will not only help you manage your own anger, but also lead to a happier and more peaceful life overall. Remember too that forgiving doesn't mean forgetting. It's just about not letting anger control your life. Okay, I hope that's helpful. Remember, navigating the complexities of anger and learning to express it in healthy ways is a significant challenge, but it's also an opportunity for personal growth and improved relationships. As with many things, practice is the key to mastering the art of expressing anger in a healthy way. If you would like my help to do this, visit my website, angersecrets.com, to learn more about my coaching services and resources on managing your anger. Okay, thanks again for listening to today's episode on What is Healthy Anger. If you found this episode helpful, please follow this podcast and head over to your favorite podcast app and leave a rating and review. This will help other people struggling with anger find and benefit from the show. Remember too, for a free training on how to control your anger, master your emotions, and create calmer, happier, and more respectful relationships, visit my website, angersecrets.com. Thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to talking with you next time on the Anger Secrets podcast. Until then, remember, you can't control the other people, but you can control yourself. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.
The Anger Secrets podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of counseling, psychotherapy, or any other professional health service. No therapeutic relationship is implied or created by this podcast. If you have mental health concerns of any type, please seek out the help of a local mental health professional.